And at 2:17 here on KATE Radio, Afternoons with Aaron for this Wednesday, June 23rd. And we're going to talk about Lake Mills activities. Talk about what's going on in northern Iowa. Jim Beamer, Lake Mills AD, joins us. And Jim, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Now, Jim, how long have you been the AD at Lake Mills? I know it's been a long time.
It's been a while. I started doing middle school. That was back in like 2000, 2001. And then I've been doing high school, 15 years, somewhere in that range, I guess. I don't know. Time flies.
Now, Jim, before we talk about activities from the spring and talk about baseball and softball going on right now during the summertime, when it comes to the athletic season from a 2020 to a 2021, how do things go? I mean, we all dealt with the COVID era. Were things able to run relatively smooth for you guys in Lake Mills?
It really was. You know, we had to deal with different state mandates and guidelines that were coming out and different protocols that we had to meet and follow to keep everybody safe and to deal with what we were dealing with. But, for the kids' sake, things went as close to normal as I guess you could hope for. Now, for our fans, it was probably a greater change for them because we were very limited in the winter season. Fall numbers were way down just because we were coming back. People just weren't really sure, and a lot of the protocols kind of kept some people away. Then in the wintertime, we got some new guidance that kind of asked us basically to limit gym size, and as a conference, we did that. And so it really kind of kept parents and a family, you know, immediate family in the stands, but that hurt our overall gate. As far as the kids were concerned, you know, the games were as is. Things were pretty normal. You know, we weren't shaking hands after contests. You know, it was kind of the wave. And so we did some of those things a little differently. But in terms of, for the most part, for our kids, all through the 2021 school year, things have been, quote, normal for them. Again, for our fans, things were disrupted really until we got to the spring, of course, and then we moved outside, and then things changed. And now softball and baseball, we're not dealing with that same kind of crowded situation. So really, once we got through the winter season, things looked like they did prior to the pandemic.
Now, Jim, when it comes to restrictions during that time period for the state of Iowa compared to the state of Minnesota, you got two different states with two different restrictions. But it sounds like things in both states were pretty close to being on the same page.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I know Minnesota sports were kind of adjusted a little differently. Their seasons got impacted. We were able to in Iowa. We ran our fall volleyball and football seasons pretty much just, like I said, as normal, par for the course, so to speak. So, you know, I don't think there was much of a change that anybody outside of the norm would have noticed. And I think for our kids, that was great. Now, again, attendance was way down. We had spectator protocols, but all of our seasons ran in their normal time slot. Volleyball and football, cross country in the fall, basketball, wrestling in the winter. Nothing got moved. No postseasons were impacted or affected other than spectator seating. So that was great for our kids because, of course, we lost all of our spring sports last year and we lost the first part of softball and baseball last year. But really, outside of that, for our kids, all seasons have been, you know, somewhat normal. Now, volleyball in the fall, we did adjust some tournaments, some scheduling issues kind of got impacted. We turned some events away. We added some. So there was a little bit of shuffling going on. But, again, for the most part, things ran as scheduled with all of our sports in 2021 here in Iowa.
2:22, Jim Beamer, Activities Director at Lake Mills, joining us. And, Jim, let's talk about spring sports, and then we'll get to baseball and softball. During the spring, there's track and field, and does Lake Mills have golf as well?
You bet. We do, and we had a great golf season. Our boys ended up finishing third in the state in Class 1A.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that was a great finish for us. Bennett Berger, as an individual, finished fourth in the state in Class 1A. So we had a great boys' season. They won the conference tournament going away. So it was a really good season for them. Our girls had a good season as well. They finished in the top half of the conference. We were able to fill a full lineup. And so that was great for us. McKenna Hansen was a conference medalist for us. And so we had a nice girls golf season. Our girls and boys track teams, we didn't even have one from 2 years ago. And ironically, last year we could have competed for a state title with our boys, just the way were coming down. Yeah, and we just had a super senior class in 20. So, we kind of had to rebuild, regroup a little bit. We ended up getting a couple events down to the state track meet. We didn't get any place winners at state track with our boys. But again, top half of the conference. Our girls program is building again, and so it was great. They sent a couple of events down to state track, and Ellestini ended up placing fourth in the 100-meter hurdle. So we did have a state place winner, and we got a lot of young kids coming back, and so our girls track program is going in the right direction. So our boys golf team returns a lot of great players. Bennett Berger is back, and he was fourth in the state. So we'll be tough to beat again in boys golf next year. So we had a great spring.
Now, Jim, your job never ends because there's baseball and softball during the summertime in the state of Iowa.
Right.
Let's talk about those two programs. Give us an update on how both squads are doing.
Well, our girls team is much improved from the past couple of years, so that's great to see. They're battling in the top half of the conference. And we're just one game from 500, and just where we've been the last handful of years, that's good to kind of get us back into that more competitive mode. And so it's been a good year. They're making some strides. We're hitting the heck out of the ball, and we're competing. Most nights out, we are competing. And so we've seen our girls' softball program going in the right direction. We got good numbers, good young kids, so that program is on the way up. Baseball is coming off a 2020 conference baseball title. And we had that great talented senior class in 20. So we've kind of had to kind of find the right mix this year. We're right in the middle of the conference with the boys. And, we're just kind of one of those dangerous teams. Any night, there's a lot of teams in our conference that can beat us, but we're also capable, depending on pitching rotation, that we can surprise some people. So, we've got a good mix of young and older kids. Numbers are down a little bit with the boys, but they're right in that middle part of that conference again. So, kind of the thing that I feel I'm saying a lot here in this conversation is top half of the conference or top of the conference. And we really have been in pretty much, a lot of our sports this year were either right in the middle or in that top couple. So it's a good feeling. It's been a really good year for us to kind of get the kids back into the swing of things. And I think the way the summer's going, there's a sense of normalcy with our kids. And I really think that can kind of kick off our fall when we do come back, get these kids back into the classroom, get them back competing, get them back together. And I think that'll be a good thing. So it's been a great summer for us right now. We're hosting a lot of events. We don't know about our postseason. That'll come out any time now. So we don't know if we're hosting. We don't know where we're going or if we're traveling. So we're kind of on edge a little bit waiting to see those pairings. But it's been a good season, and hopefully we can finish the 2021 school year off well.
Lake Mills AD Jim Beamer here on Kate Radio. I was going to ask you about the playoffs. So is that coming out sometime this week or next when it comes to postseason?
Yeah, the boys, they know their district. They just don't know pairings yet. That won't come out until we have our coaches meeting. The district coaches will get together, and they'll actually seed that district bracket. We're probably going to be somewhere in the middle part of that bracket, potentially. It gives us a chance to maybe host a game. We are in a bracket with Newman Catholic, and Newman is just an unbelievable baseball team. So hopefully we can find ourselves in the bottom part of the bracket, maybe put them off a little bit, see them maybe in the district final. So hopefully, we can finish strong here and put ourselves in a better position to maybe find ourselves on the opposite side of the bracket of Newman. With the girls, really the end of this week, I expected any day now. If it popped out at 5 o'clock today, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm really kind of looking for it maybe tomorrow or early Friday where they'll come out with our pairings. I would think, just with our girls being near that 500 mark, there's a chance we might be able to host a first-round game or maybe even a second-round game. So, you know, we're optimistic. Again, you know, we put ourselves at least in a position to host, and that's what you want. You want to make sure that when they're putting together brackets or you're doing your seating meeting, you always want to feel like you have the ability to speak up or an opportunity to host.
2:28, Afternoons with Aaron. Jim Beamer, Activities Director at Lake Mills, getting us all caught up on what's going on with the Bulldogs. Again, baseball and softball playoffs right around the corner. Jim, thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch up again soon, okay?
You bet. I look forward to it. Thanks a lot for all you do and for your coverage of Lake Mills. I know our kids and our parents really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.